With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Another 10,500 Montana residents filed new unemployment claims last week, bringing the total over the past 5 weeks to nearly 81,000. That's according to the U.S. Department of Labor. Montana's self-employed, independent contractors, and gig workers who are not eligible for traditional unemployment are now able to file for benefits under the Federal Coronavirus Relief Act through a new website at mtpua.mt.gov. Brenda Norland, Commissioner of Montana's Department of Labor and Industry, says the state expects to start issuing those payments within the next 10 days. Those who are eligible may receive payments backdated to the week of March 15th, when Montana's social distancing and stay-at-home directives were put in place to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus. Data from the Tax Foundation shows Montana's unemployment rate on April 18th was 14.2%, compared to 3.5% in February. The state issued over $62 million in unemployment payments last week, including $48 million in federal unemployment benefits, according to the Labor Department. Montana is reporting 442 lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus, with three added from yesterday's batch of tests. The number of known cases in Montana may be growing because some counties are now counting epi-linked cases. These are presumed COVID-19 patients who haven't been tested but show all symptoms and have close contact with a lab-confirmed case. 13 people are currently hospitalized, 14 people have died because of the virus, 306 people have recovered from the COVID-19 illness. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has suspended a nationwide program used to approve oil and gas pipelines, power lines, and other utility work. The move was spurred by a court ruling that industry representatives warned could slow or halt numerous infrastructure projects over environmental concerns. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris last week threw out a blanket permit that companies and public utilities have used for decades to build projects across streams and wetlands with minimal environmental review. The court ruling in Montana was in a lawsuit over the disputed Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada. Morris said using the blanket permit for water crossings was illegal because the Army Corps did not adequately consider potential harm to endangered wildlife species when it reauthorized the permit in 2017. The lack of review is a long-standing sore point for environmentalists who say it amounts to a loophole in water protection laws. Industry supporters describe the program as crucial for timely decisions on projects that can stretch across multiple states and cross hundreds of water bodies. Montana financial leaders are encouraging business owners to get their ducks in a row as more funding for the federal Paycheck Protection Program was approved by Congress today. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Tracy Kenyon, president and CEO of Montana's credit unions, says small businesses as well as nonprofit organizations and co-ops will likely get a second chance to receive forgivable loans to pay employees.
Now is a good time to check in with your credit union, your bank, and find out about the next phase of funding and kind of get your paperwork ready to go.
Some financial experts predict the new funding could run out in a day or two. The Paycheck Protection Program, through one of the federal coronavirus relief packages, ran out of its nearly $350 billion in less than 2 weeks. The U.S. Small Business Administration reported more than 1.6 million loan applications had been approved nationwide by last Thursday. Montana ended up with nearly 13,500 loans, totaling almost $1.5 billion. Congress approved an additional $300 billion for the program Thursday.
Probably a huge number of businesses that were not able to get in before the funding ran out will get funding. I know that my credit union have a pipeline of loans waiting for the funding. So I expect that those funds will be exhausted fairly quickly.
She says people should call their financial institution or check the Montana Credit Union website to find out which ones participate in the program. The Montana Credit Union, the Montana Division of the Small Business Administration, and the Montana Independent Bankers Association are putting together reports with more data on loan approvals. They'll be presenting the findings next week during the hearing with the Economic Affairs Interim Committee of the Montana Legislature. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
300 miners and other workers are being laid off as the struggling Western U.S. coal industry contends with diminished electricity use during the coronavirus pandemic. Navajo Transitional Energy Company says 73 workers at the Spring Creek Mine in southeastern Montana and 57 at the Antelope Mine in northeastern Wyoming are losing their jobs. Thanks for listening. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.